Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But we need to give him credit for being an anti-Semite, right? I mean, we need to just acknowledge, we need to say, okay, we believe you. I believe that you're an anti-Semite.
I think we need to publicly say we can't condone anti-Semitism, and you express that, and that's not okay.
Just as quickly as it was reported that Kanye West had hired Johnny Depp's legal team, it's now being reported that that relationship is over. Media and First Amendment law expert George Freeman joins to discuss what could be happening with Ye and what we can expect with his business and legal troubles. Welcome to Sidebar, presented by Law & Crime. I'm Jesse Weber.
The Jewish people that I'm talking about don't have to understand. And that is that privilege that I'm not going to allow. When I wore the White Lives Matter t-shirt, the Jewish underground media mafia already started attacking me.
All right, it's time to talk right now about Kanye West, or Ye. And as I'm sure you know, the rapper has gotten into a whole mess of controversy. He has made arguably anti-Semitic comments, tweeting, "Going DEFCON on Jewish people. You guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone who ever opposes your agenda." As a result of that, he had his Twitter account locked out. He went on a podcast saying that Jewish media has blocked him out. He made waves when he said that the death of George Floyd was not caused by the actions of police officers, but rather that Floyd died of fentanyl. This resulted in the family of George Floyd announcing that they plan to file a $250 million lawsuit against Ye for harassment, misappropriation, defamation, intentional infliction of emotional distress. He's been dropped by his talent agency, Creative Artists Agency. Most recently, Balenciaga, that he had this collaboration with on Gap Line. They've officially dropped him. And we want to take a moment right now and thank our good friends at The Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. Have you ever asked yourself these very important questions like, why would someone want to date a ghost? What's it like to be married to a cat? Should I learn to speak a Martian light language? Or why don't television preachers have larger airplanes? Great questions. Maybe you don't have the time to really think about them, but don't worry. The Commercial Break Comedy Podcast has plenty of time to waste answering those questions and so much more. The Commercial Break is one of Apple's top three improv comedy podcasts, and it's available on all major podcast players. And you can also find it at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Two longtime best friends, Brian and Chrissy, get together each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to discuss life, love, the pursuit of absurdity. They talk about sinister ministers, ridiculous MLM companies, alien light language, TV dating shows, monster hunters, just the most insane topics and trends from across the country and across the world. The Commercial Break is available wherever you find your favorite podcasts, or you can visit tcbpodcast.com. That's tcbpodcast.com, or go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. You know what? The Commercial Break might not be for everyone, but hey, at least it's free. So he is not in great shape from a business point of view and from a legal point of view. And given all this, there were reports that he officially hired Camille Vasquez and the Brown Rudnick law firm to represent him. Now, why does that name sound so familiar?
You slipped up there, didn't you, Ms. Heard? You let it slip out that TMZ had been alerted to your filing of the domestic violence restraining order, didn't you?
I disagree. That's not what I'm talking about.
TMZ is the same outlet that you released the video of Mr. Depp attacking the kitchen cabinets the day before this deposition was taken, wasn't it?
I didn't do that. I don't know how to do that.
TMZ owns the copyright to that video now, doesn't it?
I have no idea what TMZ owns.
Did they pay you for that?
I never got paid for it because I had nothing to do with that.
So TMZ was just lucky in getting the inside scoop to your divorce from Mr. Depp, huh?
I have no idea. It is not, that's not my area of expertise. I wouldn't even know how to do that. And also, what does that get me? If I wanted to leak things about Johnny, I could have done that in a much more successful way, in a bigger way, for years.
Not when you were extorting him for $7 million?
I got a fraction of what I was entitled to in the state of California, by the way.
Ah, yes, because she, along with Ben Chu and team, represented Johnny Depp in his infamous trial against Amber Heard and successfully won a judgment against her. But now, it is being reported that that relationship has also ended. I'm joined right now by George Freeman. He's the executive director of the Media Law Resource Center. He's a former assistant general counsel of the New York Times Company. He is a well-known speaker on media and First Amendment issues, and he was the William J. Brennan visiting professor at the Columbia Journalism School, and he also taught at New York University and CUNY's Graduate School of Journalism. George, pleasure to have you here on Sidebar. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Let's start with choosing your lawyer, because apparently there were these reports that he wanted to hire Camille Vasquez and Brown Rudnick, but they have since dropped him because apparently the reports are, this comes from Page Six and TMZ, that they were willing to work with him, but he only if he retracted his comments, and he chose not to do that. What's your reaction to that?
I think that that was a good move on the part of the law firm. I think the law firm probably thinks that they will be suffering if they take him as a client under those circumstances. And so they decided that unless he retracts, they don't want any part of him, probably because of client pressure from other clients. And that makes total sense to me. And that's the way the marketplace should really react. So I think that's good. Why he chose her in the first place is questionable. I mean, she's the lawyer du jour because they just won a huge judgment in the Johnny Depp case. That doesn't necessarily mean she's the best possible plaintiff's lawyer out there, or defense lawyer, actually, is what he's looking for. But that's neither here nor there, I think. You know, celebrities tend to choose celebrity lawyers, so I understand that. Whether that's what I would have counseled him is a different question.
Well, success breeds more clients. That's typical what happens in such a high profile case like Johnny Depp. I guess the question is, if we focus on what their potential defense was for him, retract your statements, move from there, would that have helped him in any way? Would that have been successful in any way? And we'll get into all the problems he's having, but retracting statements is a first step.
It's not a bad idea in terms of PR. As a legal matter, it's not going to matter. But I think the legal case against him actually is fairly weak. I think the PR case against him is very strong. I mean, what he said is idiotic. It's heinous. It's harmful. It's untrue. It doesn't make any sense. That being said, you can't just sue for every statement like that, or the courts would be filled with people suing for insults against them. We live in a society here in America where you're allowed to say these things, and we hope that the marketplace will even things out somewhat, as seems to be happening in this case. So in a sense, the marketplace is working because of all the things you mentioned, that he's been deplatformed, that his agency is leaving him, now his lawyer is leaving him, hopefully his fans might even leave him. But that's what we look to remedy stupid speech, harmful speech, not so much lawsuits, because after all, what you think of is defamation, but he's defaming someone who's dead, and basically dead people don't have a right to sue.
I was going to ask you that. So let's get into the lawsuit that was filed by George Floyd's family. You can't defame a dead person. But having said that, if they're filing under several theories of intentional infliction of emotional distress, right? And they're not, on top of defamation, and they're also filing for harassment and misappropriation, is there anything that he should be concerned about? And also, if you can't address why the defamation claim doesn't work, because somebody might say, okay, maybe you can't defame a dead person, but the family felt the impact of what he said.
That's a fair point, but our law is that it really has to be reputational harm. And since the person is dead, he doesn't know anything about what people are saying about him. So he's not harmed by it because he's dead. And so case closed, there's no defamation case. I think what first comes to mind as a substitute is, as you've mentioned correctly, intentional infliction of emotional distress. That's not the easiest case to make. It has to really be something that I think is like heinous to civilized society. So it's a very kind of harsh step, or anyone could sue for emotional distress at the slightest provocation. Whether this meets that standard or not is a good question. It's not a slam dunk by any means. But it seems to me it's in the ballpark, so at least it's a possibility, which he obviously is now worried about, hence is going to get a lawyer.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I guess the question is, in terms of his lost business opportunities, put aside Twitter for a second, because I know he's trying to buy Parler as a different mechanism for him to communicate his message. Him being dropped by Balenciaga, you know, I think the controversy first started when he was wearing the White Lives Matter shirt to a fashion show. He then did the Tucker Carlson interview. He makes these anti-Semitic comments. He's dropped by Balenciaga. There's pressure on Adidas to drop him as well. We know his lawyer has dropped him, or his potential lawyer. We know his agent dropped him. Does he have any legal recourse? I mean, is it fair that he had these business relationships and they just drop him because of something he said?
Well, that's a good question. And obviously, it depends on whatever contracts he has, which I'm not privy to. On the other hand, I would hope that courts would really, really bend over backwards not to enforce contractual contracts unless they're awfully ironclad. But most of them have some out for controversy or for poor, you know, bad behavior, immoral behavior. And hopefully, I would think that courts would be pretty flexible in terms of allowing the agencies, the advertisers, to get out of a deal with him, because it's going to redound to their detriment, not to their benefit, which is what the point of the contract and his being a spokesman is in the first place. So you'd think that, I mean, this is the way the market should work. You know, people say, oh, how can you boycott a TV show that you don't like? Well, that's all you can do. That's the only asset you have left. So to my view, under the First Amendment, that's the public speaking. And that should be how this all works.
That's a good point, because he has tremendous power and influence. He might be dwindling right now, but that could be a way to combat that. That's the only way. You boycott his products.
The public should have power and influence too in the end, more than he does. That's the idea.
Exactly right. And before I let you go, I do want to ask you this, a little bit of a hypothetical. The language that he's using, my opinion, is very dangerous. If, God forbid, someone, a Jewish person, should be attacked, and the person who does it says, I was following what Kanye West tweeted or was following what Kanye West said, could Kanye West, or Ye, could he face any legal jeopardy there?
Yeah, no, that's a very good question. And the answer is that in our country, it's harder for a victim like that to sue than probably anywhere else in the world. The Supreme Court ruled on this, I think, in the late 60s. And basically, there's only liability if what he said would incite imminent lawless action. And it has to be imminent, which means it has to be kind of pretty soon after the statement is made. And it has to be kind of a direct link from the statement to the violent or lawless action. So those are tough requirements, and that's what would be needed. So it's possible, but it's a hard case to make out and only under very narrow set of facts.
George Freeman, thank you so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it. I think this was a terrific insight into how First Amendment law works when we think about what could be the repercussions for Ye. Appreciate you taking the time, sir. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
And thanks so much, everybody, for joining us here on Sidebar. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jesse Weber. We'll speak to you next time.